You're listening to episode 271 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service to take care of your team. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. Hey, ladies, I am so excited to have this guest on my show today. Her name is Kat Harris, and she is the co-founder of the online magazine The Refined Woman and the host of the Refined Collective podcast. She is a Brooklyn-based photographer, content creator, and advocate for women. Whether taking pictures, speaking on a panel, or meeting a stranger on the street, her vision remains the same, and that is just to empower women to embrace their beauty, identity, and value through storytelling, and that is why I wanted her on this podcast. You guys are going to love her. Her photos are phenomenal. She has done shoots for Anthropology, Free People, Soul Cycle, celebrity weddings. Like, you guys, she is an absolute just amazing. And she's the one that I was able to have take my photos for me when I was in New York City, so you may have seen some of her work already. All right, you guys, if you're ready, let's dive in, and I want you to meet my friend, Kat Harris. Hi, Kat. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Hey, Stacey, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to get to chat with you and just connect. It's been a while.
It has, yeah. So Kat and I met because a mutual friend, Jasmine Starr, said, I basically said, I need a New York City photographer. And she was like, you need Kat Harris. So it was really funny because you're taking my photos. I don't know much about you. And then all of a sudden I hear, you have a podcast and you're in this space and you're in a mastermind. I'm like, okay, now it was like you said those words and I'm like, oh, I like her. I want to get to know her more.
Oh, well, the feeling is definitely mutual, and Jasmine Starr is just such an incredible friend, mentor, all the things over the years. And what I love about being in the entrepreneur world is everyone wears different hats, mm-hmm. and we all have the different things that we're doing. And yes, I have had a photography business for almost a decade, but I also am a part of these other mm-hmm. pursuits as well. And I think it's like, it's welcome to the life of the entrepreneur, wearing the different hats, doing the different roles, chasing the different dreams.
Yeah. So I want to kind of just dive into your story a little bit because it's mm-hmm. so much more than your bio. So how did you get involved in photography? Like, where did that journey take you? And then we'll kind of go into what happened after that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So photography started for me post-college. I was an athlete in college, actually. I was did not think I had a creative bone in my body, but photography always spoke to me. It was always something that kind of made my heart flutter. And I thought, well, if I wasn't an athlete, then I would look into this. My dad was a photographer, a really important, influential mentor in my life was a photographer. But I allowed myself to be stuck into this box of athlete. Mm-hmm. And then post-college, I worked for...
What sports did you play?
I was a tennis player.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so tennis player, played in college, coached for years. So yeah, that was my world. And that is who I was, quote unquote, for a really long time. And post-college, I got a job at a media-based nonprofit. And so I went from being in this athletic world to living in an intern house with 50 other people. And our company raised awareness about a war in northern Uganda. Mm-hmm. And almost everyone I lived with, everyone on staff with, was either a filmmaker, photographer, graphic designer. And I didn't think I fit into that world at all. And one day, my boss at the time, his name is Jason Russell, he's still such an influential person in my life. He was speaking to all of us and he said, we are all creative beings because God created people. So if God created us, then we have creativity pulsing through our veins. It's just tapping into that thing that lights us up, mm-hmm. cultivating it with excellence and using it for good. So that really changed things for me. I thought, all right, maybe I can explore this.
Yeah.
So post that job role, I was at another nonprofit. I was struggling financially, taking odd jobs, and somehow worked for this wedding planner at this multi-million dollar wedding, crossed paths with the photographer. Mm-hmm. He's a very successful celebrity, high-end photographer. We connected at the wedding. And I got his card, thought he was a really good guy. And then a couple months later, when I was miserable in my job, I thought, you know what? I'm young. I'm single. I'm never going to know if I'm good at photography if I don't give it a shot. Why don't I go all in? So I reached out to this guy. I had zero experience, didn't even know how to turn on a camera. And somehow he hired me full time to be his associate. And, executive assistant. And so that was really how I got into the photography world is I thought, you know what? The only way I'm going to know is if I go all in. And one of the best ways to figure out what you do or do not want to do is to give it a shot.
Oh, I love
so that. I worked for him for 3.5 years, had never touched a camera before working for him. And he really taught me everything.
What is that mindset like? You go into it, this amazing guy, and you have zero experience. I mean, was there struggles there? How was that?
I mean, absolutely there were struggles. But I think my ignorance was sort of bliss because as an employee, he could sort of mold me into everything he wanted and needed me to be. And I was a clean slate. I had no prior experience, no prior knowledge. I honestly didn't even know who the heck he was. And after I got the job, I would be getting dozens of emails every day from people like, well, can I just work for you for free? Like, please let me just shadow you at a photo shoot. And here I was, some 23-year-old that was like, I'm not going to work for you for free. I need to pay my bills. Right. So I think he was kind of impressed that I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
But I think regardless if I had experience or not, I think going into a new situation with humility, with a posture of curiosity, and I'm here to learn. I don't have to be the expert. I don't have to be right. But what can I learn from you? And I am where I am today because almost 10 years ago, an established person, he saw something in me, whether that was just the curiosity or the hunger, and invested into my life as a creative and as a professional. And so I'd never been to New York before working for him, and he would shoot runway every season, and I would beg and beg and beg, let me go. So finally he started letting me go to Fashion Week with him. And I remember that first time he was like, you can go, but you gotta figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
You kind of had to prove yourself. And so I'm Googling the night before, how do you shoot runway photography?
I love it.
But that was that's just kind of been my story is like, all right, jump now, fear later. Let's go for it.
Yeah. And I think the fact that you just said you Googled how to shoot runway photos, like you guys, we have these incredible resources out there called YouTube and Google, and the amount of free content that people are giving out on podcasts and just all over the place.
There is
no excuse to not figure out anything, right? Like we have the opportunity.
Yeah. And I think with that, in order to make that step of, let me Google that. First of all, I have to let go of the fear of failure or the fear of rejection, or even the fear of someone else finding me out that I don't know how to do this. I think we think that we have to have these like superwoman and Superman capes of I'm perfect. I know everything. I have it all together. I don't have it all together. And my first step of growth is by acknowledging that and asking someone else to support me. Like, hey, I would love to learn from you. And you're so right. There's so much free content out there. And there's so many, we have so many tools at our fingertips.
Absolutely. Now, you really started to master your craft because now I know you are this amazing photographer. You have this under your belt. So what was that like? How many years do you feel like it took you? What does that journey look like to really kind of go from start to finish? You know, I shouldn't say finish, but the journey you've been on.
Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely always room for growth until our last breath, but I'm going to butcher this right now, but the whole 10,000 hour thing to like hone in the craft. I mean, Stacey, I just went all in. I remember I was working full time for this guy. So 40 hours a week and then shooting with him on the weekends. And then any other chance I could assist other photographers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think now looking back, it wasn't the healthiest way to live because I did not have any balance, but I was shooting 6 days a week and studying every night. It was almost like I was in college.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, this guy was so gracious to me for at least 8 months of working with him. I remember at one specific wedding, I was editing the images. I'd been with him for about 8 months and I was like, oh, there's actually some good photos in here. Like he can actually use some of these.
Right.
So I would say it honestly took about 3 years of being fully immersed in to feel really confident, but I still doubted myself. And it really wasn't until my boss got offered an editorial campaign in New York for a brand and they couldn't afford him. And so they were like, well, can we hire you? And I was like, what, you want to hire me? Like, why?
Right.
And I viewed myself as the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was shocked that I got this opportunity. My boss was like, go for it. I think I made like $500 on this shoot, like nothing, right?
Yeah.
And I'm flying out to New York City by myself, shooting an editorial campaign. Stacey, I didn't even know how to use the lighting equipment that I had rented for this shoot. So I'm like, dear God, please just don't let me burn down this studio.
Right.
But I had planned for it and I was able, it was the first time I was head shooter. I hired my own team, my own hair and makeup and assistants. And I went through the shoot. It went really well and ended up being picked up for 2 national campaigns and a cover of a magazine, a wedding magazine. And I was like, wait, I can take pictures and people want to look at them. What is this?
Right.
And really it was honestly from that experience where the birthing and rumblings of The Refined Woman, my online magazine really began, because as I was leaving that shoot, the model came up to me and she's this beautiful, gorgeous woman, by all accounts should be like super confident, and quietly comes up to me at the end of the day and gives me a hug and says, thank you for asking for my name. No other photographer has asked me my name before.
Wow.
And I am like, holding back tears, like, oh, you're welcome, bye. And that was a pillar moment for me in my career and in my life, that I want to be a person that holds space for women to know that they are worthy and valuable and enough.
Yeah.
And for now, photography is that vehicle. And because I have this craft, I am allowed into spaces and around people that I normally wouldn't be let around. And I can bring a light, a positivity, a hope, and a different dialogue in an industry that says you matter because of what you look like, your status, your power, etc.
Okay, Kat, that is such a good story. Like, so good. And I love how it just keeps leading and evolving you to something that is just even more than what you probably have ever envisioned. Like, how cool is that? And I love that you're not saying, well, I was so amazing, so I did this. And you're like, well, I wasn't really sure if my pictures were good enough, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity, so I jumped in, right? And I think so many of us are waiting for the time that we're perfect, the time that we feel like good enough to put ourselves out there. And Kat's saying, no, you do that. You get good enough by putting yourself out there and taking those opportunities. So that is gold right there.
I mean, it's so true though. And I remember even back to my days of being an athlete.
Yeah.
The times I grew the most was when I was the worst person on the court. I don't grow when I am the best.
Mm-hmm.
I grow when other people are better than me or more advanced. And I think I agree. We're waiting for this permission or this, I need to get to this point. And I also think that is, that's something that women do. Like there's the statistics and studies that say a woman won't apply for a job unless she's like 150% sure that she has everything it takes, every qualification. Right. And even then she's doubting herself. Mm-hmm. But a man has like, and we're going to have to fact check here because I know this isn't the exact
That's
statistic.
That's okay. We're okay.
But it's like he has like 60% of the qualifications yeah. and he's going for it. Yeah. I think there's an opportunity for women to give each other permission to not be perfect, to yeah. be in process. Done is better than perfect and go for it. Just go yeah. for it.
All right. I want to take a break for one moment and thank one of our sponsors, Gusto. Most small businesses don't have an HR expert, but you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not payroll and paperwork. You no longer have to be a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. Now, with Gusto, what you get is one login, one password to remember, automated tax payments, filings, and forms, flexible payroll, integrations, big time benefits for small businesses, and HR. Ditch those spreadsheets. Gusto helps you onboard your employees, manage time, and stay compliant. They also have great customer service. They're super friendly, and you're going to just love working with them. Now, to help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today, and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/empire. All right, let's get back to today's show.
Right. Okay, I love that. So now that's how the Redefined Woman started. Like that was kind of the evolution of it from there. What does it look like today? What does that business look like?
Yeah, so the Refined Woman is this multifaceted online platform. Mm-hmm. It started actually as a style blog with one of my girlfriends about 5.5 years ago after leaving one New York Fashion Week. I thought there's nothing here that I can fit in because I'm not a model size. And even if I could, I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. I'm a working woman. I'm on my feet 16, 18 hours a day. How can I be comfortable, functional, and chic all at once? Yeah. So it kind of started like that. But I honestly got to a point kind of 6-8 months in again, where I kind of paused and asked myself like, what is success and what is legacy and what is the legacy I want to leave behind? Do I want to just be telling people buy this cool outfit? And that's not wrong. Some right. people are super passionate about that and it brings them life. I knew that answer for me was not that, mm-hmm. that I wanted to share my story. I wanted to invite women into vulnerability. So slowly over time, I started sharing, here's what's going on in my life. I struggled with an eating disorder in college. I am single, navigating the dating scene in New York City, and it is weird and hard. Or I struggle with anxiety attacks. Here has been my process.
Yeah.
And so when that started happening, things really started changing. And I can look back now, I'm like, of course, like people resonate with authenticity,
totally.
Like not perfection or yeah. the polished moments, which mm-hmm. it's funny, we're called the Refined Woman. And that started off as polished style put yeah. together, and now it means like going in the fire, being refined by the process of life and letting people into your journey. Not you won't go to our website and see here's 10 ways to be the best version of you. It's like, I had a hard day, here's why, here's what was sucky about it, but here's what's true and here's what I hang on to. Mm-hmm. So from there, sharing our stories, I realized I know so many incredible women that have powerful stories. How can I give them a space to share their stories? So it sort of started off selfishly of how can I get these really cool people to talk with me? Oh, mm-hmm. I'll create a series on my blog.
Yeah.
So that is how that started. And then a natural evolution of that has been the podcast. It's just a continued dialogue to create yeah. space for women to share their stories, to develop personally, and to learn through a community. So yeah, that's kind of where we're at now.
And I think first, I love hearing how this has evolved, because I want mm-hmm. people to know that the first thing you put out is probably not going to look like that 3 months, 6 months, a year from now, right?
Things that's right.
change, because you change and you grow and you figure out, you know, I like this, but I kind of want to go this way, or I kind of want to do this. And I love that you kept the name, but the meaning changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we change the name. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense at all. But sometimes mm-hmm. we can just figure out, what does this really mean? Or what do I want to share? Mm-hmm. What's that passion? So mm-hmm. really, really great. When did you start the podcast?
The podcast is yeah. super new, actually.
Oh, cool?
So we launched in April.
Oh,
so
okay.
what is it? July? So we're
what
in,
month are we in?
Yeah. I'm like, where are we? Where am I? So actually that, I know you mentioned briefly how we connected over both being in masterminds.
Yeah.
So I remember like thinking about like, what's a mastermind? What kind of Kool-Aid are people drinking? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
And what it really is a business accelerator for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And I started 2018, thinking, I would love to start a podcast. I really feel like that's the direction I want to go in with my business. Yeah. I have a lot on my plate. I run two businesses with photography and the magazine.
Yeah.
Let's make that goal to be by 2020, I will have a podcast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then I go to my first mastermind retreat and 2 months later, launch my podcast.
Yeah. And I love that you said it's a business accelerator. Like
yes.
that is a perfect example, because you get around these women or men, whoever you're in a mastermind mm-hmm. with, and all of a sudden what you think is possible or you think you're going to do in a year or two or five from now, you're going, mm-hmm. why not now? Why not
right,
right now?
Mm-hmm. And I think that what I realized is I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. And as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, I have achieved a level of success that I am proud of yeah. on my own. And I followed my gut instinct and I've Googled and YouTubed and read the books. But if I was in the corporate route, let's say I was working for Goldman Sachs and have been 12 years into my career, at some point they're paying for me to get my master's. They're investing into leadership development and certifications. And I finally got to a point in my career where I felt like I was hitting a ceiling
yeah.
and I didn't know how to get out of it. And most of my peers were either at my same place mm-hmm. or I was a couple steps ahead of them. And I realized if I want to break through this, I have to shift it out. I need to be around people that are a couple steps ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And it's time to invest into my business, because my CEO would be investing in me if I was on a C-suite in the corporate world.
Yeah.
So I need to start viewing what I'm doing like that.
Right. So. Yeah, it's a great way to think of it. And I just got back from a Tony Robbins event, and he said, you're either growing or dying. Like, there's no plateau. And so many of us say like, oh, I'm hitting a plateau right now. And to hear him say like, that doesn't exist. You're either on your way up or you're on your way down. Like, which one are you? And we don't have room to be going down. Like, there's just no time to be going down. So I think that's a really great way to go. Who's in my circle right now? And are they stretching me, or am I stretching them?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference.
And there's different roles for different areas of your life, right? So I have, there's the quote that says, you know, you are the five people you spend the most time with. And my closest friends, most of them aren't in my industry. So it's like people are like, oh, she does that blog thing mm-hmm. or she has that podcast or whatever it is. And they meet these like needs for me and I meet needs for them, whether that's emotionally, spiritually, just friend-wise. But why would I not put that same intention into my business?
Yeah.
I think it's just so easy. It was so easy for me for the last, seven years to just put my head to the ground. Like I'm in the hustle and I have to do it. And like you said, if I'm not growing, I'm moving backwards. But how exhausting is it to be in that journey alone? Like, I woke up a couple years ago, exhausted with adrenal fatigue, burnt out creatively, wanting to throw in the towel to all the things.
Yeah.
And I realized I'm in a city in New York of 8 million people. We all have our heads to the ground. What if we looked up long enough to look each other in the eye and say, hey, what are you up to? I'm struggling today. Oh, you're struggling too? How can we support each other? And that like growth, yeah, I can go far on my own and I can create results, but I can go further and create a lasting legacy and community.
Yeah. Well, and I think we always think that masterminds, we're only talking positive. We're only sharing the successes. Mm. And that's just not it. Sometimes we need to know what's normal. And maybe you're struggling. And if you're secretly struggling, you might think about quitting or giving up. Mm-hmm. And if you knew that, no, actually you're doing great. Or you think it only takes 6 weeks to do this and it took me 6 months. And the second you hear that, you're going, okay, this is supposed to look like this, or this is supposed to feel like this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're doing better than the average of the people in the room. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. So
I think it's just as important to share those struggles as it is to share those wins.
Absolutely. I mean, again, that's where the growth starts is I'm going to walk into this room, remove my expert hat and come with humility and curiosity and say, I mean, I didn't have an email list until 6 months ago, Stacey. I was like, what's an email list?
Right.
That's a thing. We should have an email list. And in the last 6 months, I've grown my email list from 500 people. I had my business for 5 years and I had 500 people on my email list because I was like, I don't have time to send out an email. And now in 6 months, I'm working, I'm busy. Now I'm like in 6 months have grown it to 25,000. And that has been hard, but I'm like, I don't know what I don't know. Like, and sometimes it's just the, sorry, I'm, my background is athletes. So that's just what I think of it as. I think of the varsity athlete who just because they're varsity and have success doesn't mean they still don't need to grow. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes the biggest spaces of growth are the tiniest tweaks.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, like, yeah, I don't need to rearrange my whole business, but like doing this one thing differently can be a mind-blowing breakthrough.
Yeah. Or so. Even just repeating what you just did. Mm-hmm. So many times I would go through something and think, oh, that was good, but I was kind of hoping for more. Let me think of a brand new this to create. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just going through the same thing a second time, you will make those tweaks because you've learned so much.
Yes. And having different eyes on it.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Oh, let's do this again. And hey, friend, coworker, peer, can you give me a different set of eyes? Am I missing something? How can I leverage XYZ in a better way? How can I save time? How can I increase my profitability?
Yeah, no, I love that. Now, who is the Refined Woman magazine for? And is the podcast called the same thing?
That's a great question. So the podcast is The Refined Collective.
Oh, okay.
And that's because it's for men and women.
Oh, okay.
But the Refined Woman is primarily, it's 92% women, which I love.
I love that. We're 90. We have guys trying to get into our She's Building Her Empire Facebook group all the time, and we just don't let them. But there, you would be surprised how many people are like, can we join? Can we do this group?
Yes. So I am all about, I'm all about men. I'm all about that. And I want to create a space and a conversation within a culture right now that is very like, the future is female, independent woman. I'm all about that. But I think that there is power in giving space and grace to both men and women. So that's why I have the Refined Collective, because I want to give space for men to enter into this dialogue. But for the Refined Woman, we're 92% females and aged between 24 and 40. My girl or my woman is, she's progressive. She cares about what's going on in the world. She's open to spirituality and a little woo woo. Yeah. She loves like a good, like almond milk latte, but doesn't take her life too seriously. She really cares about growth and development and takes herself and her business seriously, but also balance and work life and all of that.
Love that. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go, a couple things. First, where can we find you? Like, where are the best places that you love to hang out online?
Yes. So Instagram at The Refined Woman.
Okay.
My website is therefinedwoman.com. My podcast is The Refined Collective, which you can find on iTunes, or it also lives on my website, The Refined Woman.
Gotcha. And you still do photos, right? You still take photography?
Yeah. I do. I have been shooting now for almost 10 years.
Okay. And are you just in New York City or where do you shoot?
Yeah. So I'm primarily New York and LA. I take on a limited amount of clients a year because my main focus right now is the refined woman, but I still am so grateful for the opportunity it gives me to connect with others. But I just got back from Texas. I was shooting there. I was shooting in Florida earlier this summer. And I love traveling.
Well, and all of the photos you guys see on my Instagram where I'm in New York, those are Kat's photos and they are amazing. So
it was so fun to like hang out and run around the city and shoot you.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So before we go, what is one thing you would want to go back and tell yourself? So, you know, in that moment of you've never picked up a camera, you've never done this yet, what's something you would tell yourself that you now know?
Oh, that's good. I would tell myself that it is okay to say no and it's okay to rest.
Yeah.
Because as I know, I wouldn't be where I am today without going through that process. I don't have regrets.
Yeah.
I sacrificed my health and a lot of my relationships out of this like fear mentality of like, I got to do it now. I got to do it now. There's always more to do. Whereas I believe that work-life balance is possible. Mm-hmm. And I, even though I'm an entrepreneur, I clock in and I clock out now. I work 40 hours a week and I just trust the balance of that, that I do believe in the possibility that I can be successful financially, emotionally, spiritually, all the things without kind of selling myself to like the lie of the hustle. Like I know there's hustle, but it's okay to say no and it's okay to rest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. It's like, there is always going to be more to do when you have your own business. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking like, oh, but just one more email or just one more this or one more hour, that will never, ever go away.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to realize that until you've outgrown it or you're just burnt out and it's going, enough is enough. I can't do it anymore.
Right. And how many entrepreneurs do you know? I know a lot that it sounded sexy when we all first started running our own businesses and I'm doing this so I can go to the beach and have this lifestyle and only work until 2 p.m. And then everyone starts their own business and they're working 16-hour days. And 10 years down the road, they're like, screw this. I'm exhausted. I'm broke.
They're miserable.
I'm going back to the corporate world. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't have to be like that. But I lived that way for a long time as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's hard to, you think like, well, just a little longer, just a little more. And you guys, that never goes away. It's just always going to be just one more this. Mm-hmm. So I think you've got to really step back and say, am I giving myself enough breaks? Am I giving myself that free time? Because every time I take a vacation or I just take off a day of work, like I get so motivated to come back and do more. Mm-hmm. And I think we overestimate the power of that. Underestimate.
Oh yeah. That. Oh yeah. Absolutely. I need sleep every night. Mm-hmm. Sleep rejuvenates my body and literally my cells are reforming and like the fascia is breaking up in my muscles so that I can perform the next day. We're not robots. We're not machines. And if you want to run a marathon, you got to take days off every week.
Absolutely. Kat, this has been so good. I am so happy to have you on the show today. You guys, make sure to go check out Kat. Check out her podcast. Find her on Instagram. You're going to fall in love with her photos and her magazine. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I feel very honored, Stacey. Thanks.
Oh, so much. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.